Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, letters, a confused listener, and Josh's cat. We'll have that for you in just a minute.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
I threw a monster party last Halloween night and invited all the monsters for a fun October fright. All the famous monsters would be making the scene. I figured that my bash would be the year's biggest scream. I put out lots of Chex Mix and some Rice Krispie treats. The skeleton band was kicking out some spooky beats. I headed to the dance floor, ready to get down. But all the monsters just were sort of standing around.
It was a lame monster party.
Hey guys, come on!
It was a lame monster party.
Doesn't anybody want to dance?
The monsters were boring and the party really sucked. And nobody had any fun.
Nobody was boogieing or acting very scary. The zombies kind of roamed around, texting on Blackberries. Frankenstein showed pictures from his recent trip to Branson. Wolfman argued macroeconomics with Charlie Manson. When Jason wasn't droning on about Scientology, he talked in painful detail about his vasectomy. But Freddy Krueger took the prize for testing our endurance, trying to convince the ghost they needed life insurance. Anyone for a twister?
Party.
How about karaoke?
The monsters were boring and the party really sucked, and nobody had any fun.
Damien wouldn't budge as he played his Game Boy. The mummy was doing Sudoku. Dr. Jekyll went and ate up all of the brownies, and Dracula kept checking his MySpace account. Leatherface, who showed up drunk, kept hitting on the witches and cornered everybody with his Amway sales pitches. The creature from the Black Lagoon was out in the yard, debating with Godzilla about Kirk and Picard. Finally, I knew that it was time to call it quits when Chucky started reenacting Monty Python skits. I learned my lesson, you can bet I won't do that again. Next Halloween, just me and Igor down at Benigan. No, Igor, I don't want to see your Austin Powers imitation again. Put guacamole on the cat.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, long-time listener, educated, and my question is, what the heck are you talking about? I'm 56 years old. I have no idea who any of these people are or what those references are you all made this morning. He gives me no examples.
Oh, I think he meant like...
That letter could be read any morning, honestly.
Yes, absolutely.
No, I think the most obscure one might have been Sid Charisse.
Yeah, that was obscure.
Someone was...
She's a dancer.
...mocking the way I dress, and I pointed out I was wearing a Sid Mashburn shirt.
Sid makes a nice product.
Sid makes nice stuff. And then Josh said, you might as well have said Sid Charisse.
No, I said I was wearing Sid Charisse panties.
Oh, okay. Even funnier. I apologize.
Tom from Central Point, Oregon continues, honestly, it's not uncommon for me to have to look someone or something up when you guys talk to get the reference if it's not explained on the show, but I couldn't take notes fast enough or even figure out what to search for this morning.
Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of them.
Thanks for the laughs.
By the way, Miss Hooker, Sid Charisse, Great Legs famous dancer.
Okay.
In the Fred Astaire era.
Okay.
A little later than that, I think. Maybe.
Well,
she was in her biggest movie. She starred with Fred Astaire.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And was it CYD?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But she was an attractive lady.
Yeah.
Threw it out, I understand.
And,
And as she was somewhat petite, so the fact that Josh is wearing her panties just shows he likes a nice snug fit.
Well, he has a small bottom, so he might be able to wear one of his
pants. Yeah. Boy, I didn't think you were going to say bottom. I was going to say, well, the secret's out. I've heard otherwise. I've heard that Josh is so modest and incredibly gifted. So, a thorough and generous lover. And the generous part is actually in footage, if you will.
Oh, footage.
Footage implies multiple feet.
But as seen in various footage. By the way, this is a pedantic.
Okay.
I noticed I was reading something and they were talking about video and they mentioned footage. And I guess it's the same thing of talking about you're going to call someone, you're going to dial their number when you don't dial anymore.
Sure.
And there's no more footage because it's not film anymore. So a lot of this stuff sticks around, but it's no longer valid. It's all digital. we have more letters. Now, do you want me to get to one or do you have another one?
You go right ahead.
Okay. Actually, you go because I've got to get this one out of the way here. Sorry.
Dear Bob at Top Show, I, along with many other listeners, my friends and I talked about this last night. I would love to hear more adventures of Josh's cat gravy.
Oh!
Laughing my ass off in North Carolina.
Well, how nice.
I'm listening on the app. That is also from Josh.
Anything from gravy yesterday? Any big things?
I mean, we're still celebrating
Halloween. Now, the story you said yesterday was your cat thought she was a monster, right?
She tries to scare me by pretending that she is a monster, yes. Or that telling me that a killer from a famous movie is going to get me. So, yesterday, the day before, she was telling me about how Mick Myers, because she doesn't quite understand that it's Michael Myers. So she says, Mick Myers is coming. I go, no, he's not. And it's Michael Myers. You watch out for Mick Myers. Always trying to scare me. Well, she learned about A Nightmare on Elm Street yesterday.
Oh.
And so now I have to watch out for the Krugers.
The Krugers.
Yeah, yeah. And she pretends, because she has claws.
Oh, yeah.
So she'll lift one paw and go, I'm the Kruger. And I have to go, no, you're not, Gravy. Stop trying to scare me.
Do you remember the cat? Every now and then, there was a cat on Warner Brothers, the Bugs Bunny cartoons, that would press his paw, the middle of it, and all of his claws would pop out.
Oh,
yeah.
Which is funny, because that is essentially how it works.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you pick up a cat, press that little button.
Yeah.
Okay, this letter involves the fact that Christy is on vacation in Europe. Although, no, she's... Is she just in England, or is she going to the continent,
I don't know.
She's in Scotland a couple days ago.
I thought she was buying a baby. I don't know.
This is comes to us from Chris in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. I just returned from a trip to Italy. Hosted by the same group that Christy is on a trip with now.
Oh.
We took a tour of the Vatican, which ends at the Sistine Chapel. As you exit the chapel, there's a gift shop right there in the hallway.
I told you this morning off the air. That there's so much Pope merch, you have no idea.
And you think it's your last chance to get souvenirs, but no. You have to walk through two separate gift shops just to get outside.
Heck yeah.
Right.
The Catholics have the merchandise thing figured out. Now, this came up yesterday because we had a news story about a baseball signed by Pope Leo.
Oh, yeah.
In blue ballpoint pen, it says Leo PPXIV. There we have just put a photograph up in the studio.
Now, whoever has this is selling it? Is that what's happening?
That seems kind of tacky to me.
I mean, if it gets to six figures, it stops being tacky, and then it's a shrewd move.
And then I was joking, saying, well, what's next, a Pope Leo bobblehead? Well, guess what?
There are several.
Oh, yeah.
They're out there. Whatever merch works.
You know, you can get bobbleheads. There he is. You can get bobbleheads of yourself. If you're a couple, you can get it.
Sure.
Yeah. Your office, you can get a bobblehead of everybody.
Yeah.
It gets a little pricey when you get above two people, but.
Who knew?
All you have to do is send them a picture and they send you back a bobblehead.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, do they do a Jesus bobblehead?
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Somebody probably does, yeah.
Sure.
Hmm. A Marie Antoinette?
About before, yeah.
Yeah.
Or she's holding her head in the crook of her arm. I think.
That'd be funny.
Okay. Yeah. What else you got over there?
Was it Anne Boleyn? Is that the one who got her? Dear Bob and Tom Show, specifically, chick, you ignorant son of a bitch.
Huh.
This is from Derek. Polish folks do not eat popcorn because the butter-flavored topping prevents them from gripping light bulbs and bowling balls. Thank you, Derek.
We learned something new.
We mused yesterday the classic jokes about making Jiffy Pop on a stove, and you don't shake the Jiffy Pop, you shake the stove.
I thought it was one about the incredible Polish athlete that skied down Mount Everest.
Oh, yeah.
That great news story.
He got up at the top and he said, hey, where's the boat?
I got my tow rope.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
There's no light bulb. Okay. Yeah. So sorry.
And I'm part Polish, so it's okay for me. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm 100%.
Is that right?
Now, we've been talking about whether or not certain phrases are out there, like ride on. I determined I cannot say ride on. Josh, you apparently are able to do it. From Leland, North Carolina, Laura writes, I'm sending you this message in regard to Tom properly using the expression right on.
Uh-oh.
And quote, doing me a solid. I'm in my late 50s. I still use dig that.
Really? I do not use that. That sounds odd to me.
You use that, don't you, John?
Dig that?
Yeah. Or dig.
Dig this?
Oh, yeah, I kind of dug it. Yeah, I'll say it maybe every now and again.
Hmm.
But I won't just go, hey, dig this. Yesterday, I...
Yeah.
I see. And then we also got into the really confusing world of 6'7". And that is as confusing as anything of all time.
You know, it's just not for us.
Yeah.
There's
just can't get a beat on it. Math teachers are having a problem with students, and when they mention
6'7", the kids lose their minds.
Yeah. In school.
That's so funny. Yeah. See, that's the thing. The kids, part of the kick has to be, these people have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we're not really doing anything.
But we think it's a secret code, and it actually, if you Google what it means, it says it's intentionally vague.
Yeah.
And in some, it more or less meaningless.
Yeah, it's like Skibbity Toilet used to be the last one that the kids did that was that. Did Jimmy say that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's Skibbity. The origin... This goes real deep. It may be an NBA player who is 6'7". You can read about it forever. It's a meme thing, but it's part of it is you don't get it.
Right. My favorite one was the band director, Aaron Burkhart, that was here. He said his niece is having a 6'7" themed birthday party because she's 6 and she's turning 7.
Ah.
And so that's the theme. This word, this term is the theme of her whole birthday, which I think is adorable.
And it's kind of like saying, I'm in on the joke.
Right.
If you just say
it. It's like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6'7". And then you just move on. Just say it out like that.
Do your girls say it?
Yeah, we know.
I heard it for the first time a couple weeks ago. I had no, and I said, what are you doing? What does that mean?
But I know you. And you're not going to rest until you get a definitive answer on what it means. I can see it in your eyes.
But by the time I know what it means, it will no longer be cool to use.
No, it doesn't mean anything ever.
Right. It means nothing is what it means.
Right.
Right. So
sometimes silence is an answer. So,
right on.
Can you dig that?
I can dig it. I can dig it.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, oh, Tom, writes Jeremiah. Tom.
With his forearm against his forehead.
Yes. As a self-proclaimed sailor, how can you be unawares of the phrase going around the horn?
Oh, Cape Horn.
Ugh. U-G-H-H-H. Cape Horn? Yeah. Cape Horn. Not. I thought you said Cape Horn.
Yeah. You're going around the horn. In,
yes. As
in
any real
Cape
sailor
horn.
Can tell you, going around the horn refers to passing under Cape Horn.
Well, in sailing, but we were talking about it in baseball.
Well, I think that's where they...
Right. It started
got
in
it.
Sailing,
it started
for sure.
About going around the horn.
Pre-Panama Canal.
Yeah,
pre-
right.
Canal.
Well, sure. I mean, duh. But I mean...
Well, you didn't say it yesterday. All of a sudden, no, you got 20/20 hindsight.
No, my question was... someone asked what's around the horn in baseball, and that's where the
that's
catcher...
That's not what somebody asked. This is the biggest problem with this letters segment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming in at 7.
Oh, yeah.
I will take a 40%
Josh,
pay cut.
Someone asked, what?
I will take a 40% pay cut to come in at 7.
50.
Yeah, I'm considering it.
Catcher throws it to the third baseman, you see... No, I'm aware of Cape Horn. I didn't know. I don't understand the connection between that and baseball.
That's where the phrase came from, was Cape Horn. And then they just used it in baseball. Let's go around the horn here. It didn't come from baseball.
But going around the horn, it was famously dangerous. Throwing the baseball around after the guy's out isn't all that dangerous. I don't understand the connection.
You know what, Tom? If you keep paying me, I won't commit at all. How about that?
50%.
I would really enjoy that. And oh, by the way, Pat, if you could, would you please play The Rectum of Ella Fitzgerald?
Did you have to read that?
And a salute to...
Who's this from?
Sailing. Jeremiah.
All right.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Thanks, crew. Much. Keep up with the laughs. Oh, and he sent us a photograph of the Northern Lights, which are...
Oh, that's cool.
Incredible.
Yeah. Where does he live?
What's his address?
I mean, no, did he take it? Me, if he took a picture, that's amazing. They just
so
put
cool.
the picture.
That's a hell of a shot of
yeah. Wow,
Aurora.
Does it say where this guy's from?
It doesn't say in the letter. No,
he might be lying. He says he's from Topeka, Kansas.
He just said went out and photographed the Northern Lights the other morning. Heard a bull moose on the prowl.
Oh, wow. Right.
And he has a trail camera set up for motion, so the trail camera got a picture of the bull moose.
This guy send you his journal?
PDF of his diary?
Oh, here we are. He's in, it's way down at the bottom. He's in Homer, Alaska. Everybody's heard of Homer, Alaska.
Oh, Jeremiah, thank you very much. Wow, that's great.
That's pretty.
Speaking of mooses.
Yes, that is correct. Go ahead.
Is mooses the correct plural of moose?
Yes.
Is it?
You know, I saw three deers out there today.
Three deers.
Oh, deers.
Now, if you have three tractors, is that three John Deeres or three John Deere? I'd like an answer.
Yeah, we need to hear it. Yes.
I think it's three John Deere.
Well, we'll cover that.
I hear the sound of the carpenter's building something for Josh. What's that? A gallows?
We'll cover that on Monday's letter
that
segment.
Question. Is it three John Deere?
That's a fair question.
That was funny.
We should call the Deere John Deere plant. How many John Deeres do you have there? You mean John Deere? Illiterate.
Oh, man, and what that. Do you order chocolate mousses for the table?
Hmm. Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, you do.
And these things.
This is fun. We could do this all morning.
These handheld things for your computer are mouses.
Mouses.
Not mice. Oh, this is. Oh, this is. Somebody have any weed?
You're off and running. Why don't you try the edibles? And I still contend you had an edible a couple weeks ago, but you didn't tell us.
No.
Because you were really.
He could have had one and not known.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
No, I don't eat candy. I'm not a candy eater.
Do you have a Tums or anything?
No. No. I can barely get through life sober. The last thing I need is to be stoned.
That's true.
It's hard enough for me to find my car. Once again, I walked up to the wrong car the other day.
Oh, man.
It was white, though.
Well, still.
Was it an SUV?
Sort of. Kind of a
crossover.
I came from the front and wasn't really paying attention.
Do you forget what car you drove sometimes when you come out of the store?
on occasion.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.